Here's Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. What should we know today, Bob Bertog?
Hi, John. How are you this week?
I'm good.
What we should know this week is that if you take the combination of September and October, we're about 4 inches below where we should be for precipitation.
Yeah, yeah.
The drought continues, and I just noticed these last couple of days the needle shed, which is very common for evergreens, has been more excessive than in normal years, which shows you that the plants are, that's their way of telling you where they're struggling for not enough water.
Brenda's out watering our maple trees right now.
Right, and it's imperative to get a good drink in them before winter. Yeah. So, like I said, the needle shed is common, so I don't want people to panic about that, but it is more excessive this year than in prior years.
And what about our lawns, Bob? What's the word on October 23rd?
Well, if you've planted seed and you're still watering it, you should keep watering it. But the lawn's kind of on its own path of just going into dormancy. So if you get that winterizer fertilizer down, it's going to sit there and break down over the winter. And then when it snow melts in the spring or the spring rains, it'll give it its early feeding.
So if you put the fertilizer down now, you said fertilizer, right, Bob?
Yes.
I don't have to really worry about it doing anything right now. I'm not going to grow a whole bunch of new grass, but that'll be good to go in the spring. It'll still be in place, huh?
Yes. It breaks down. The different parts of the fertilizer break down. Some of it will break down now, and the plants will take up, because the roots are still very active in turf, and they're storing carbohydrates, and they're getting ready for winter. So some of that fertilizer will break down, and it'll help the plant now, but you're not going to see any top growth because of this.
I got it. And that would be like step four if you're on a multi-step program, right?
Right. Four, or some have a step five program.
Yeah.
Which is still to go down.
If you got a lot of money, six or even seven. Okay, 312-981-7200. You've got a question about your lawn and landscaping. That's why Bob is here. Hey, Bob, is it beneficial to treat for slugs now?
No, they're going to hibernate for the winter, but be prepared in the spring and put down the slug bait, and then what they do when they crawl through it, it just irritates them and they don't get to your plants.
815 says, help, squirrels are eating my pumpkins. Bob.
I've heard Tabasco sauce might work.
You guys, here's what you do. When you buy a pumpkin at the Jewel and you want to put it on your step or whatever, go to the hardware store, get some clear shellac, a can of spray paint. I know you can't buy spray stuff in Chicago, but go to the suburbs, get some, bring it back in. And then just spray it. And it'll put a gloss on it, but not too much. And eventually even that sort of fades. And that shields it. We do this every year. Now, I did that this year again, and we did our flower box with our stuff, and the squirrels just tore the pumpkin to pieces. It's the first time that's ever happened. This is the first year that hasn't worked. Almost always, if you just give it a good coating, you'll be good to go. Bob, your thoughts?
I've heard that as well. Personally, I haven't done it. I don't care. I think it's, you know, I let the squirrels eat my pumpkins. I have fun letting my dog out chasing them, and you know, everybody has their own type of entertainment.
Everybody wins.
I've heard the shellac does work. I've heard that. I've not personally done it, though.
Bob, I've tried everything to keep rabbits from eating my hosta. Any advice for people that are worried about? Well, right now you don't mind because you're going to cut them back anyway, right?
Well, yeah, this time of year, let them have a nice meal and then worry about it in the spring. But the biggest thing with rabbits, the thing that you have to come up with something that's their best deterrent is something that has an odor that they don't like. So there's a bunch of stuff on the market. I'm a big fan of Milorganite.
Yeah. Please ask Bob if I can still transplant a smooth Annabelle hydrangea. Thank you.
Yes. They're pretty indestructible. Now's a good time of year to do it.
Bob is watering.
Watering. Water.
Okay, Bob, is watering using my own private well worth it, or should I be concerned about the water table? Wow.
That's a question for a well digger. I don't know how deep your well is, but if it goes super deep, I'm sure they can somehow test the water tables.
Yeah, no
kidding. That's a well guy question.
Well, I think that's a lot of water is what that is. Can you ask Bob, can you straighten out a 15-inch blue spruce that basically grew crooked for about 25 years?
I would probably recruit an arborist on that one, but you probably could. They could do it slowly, and what they'll do is they'll dig out the one side where it's away from the listing of the tree, and then they'll use a some sort of cable system to try and pull it back. But I'd be very careful with that. That's definitely one I'd leave to a professional.
Okay, Bob, lots more questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Paul, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hey, my backyard is currently a lawn, a leaf farm. So can I wait until all the leaves have fallen off before I put that winter guard down?
You can, but I would probably try and at least get one cleanup before you do that, because keep in mind all those leaves are keeping the sunlight from getting on the turf, and the turf doesn't like to be in underneath that much shade for a long period of time, and it has a possibility then of mold accumulating on the turf, which is bad.
Okay, but so go ahead and rake the leaves, but whenever his last rake is, then it's okay. He can wait a while before he puts down that last course, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine, yes.
Is that it? Does that help?
Because otherwise when I vacuum up the leaves, the fertilizer is going to come with it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get that. Right. So, yeah, get the leaves off as best you're going to, and then you can put it down. How's that sound, Paul?
Great, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call. John, is now a good time to treat Creeping Charlie, or do I wait until the spring?
Wait until spring at this point.
Hey, John, because it's been so dry, should I water all my evergreens for the winter?
Yes, absolutely. It's imperative.
Can I still mow the grass?
If it's growing, sure. We want to get it down to 2 inches for the winter.
Please ask Bob if the ground is cold enough to plant bulbs. I thought it should be around 55 degrees.
The bulbs, you can plant them now, but I just saw the forecast for next week. They're talking about 75.
So yeah.
The bulbs might get confused and they may crack. So if you can wait another week or two to plant them, I would.
What about Mary? You're on WGN. Mary, how can we help you?
Well, I've heard differing opinions on this. Usually in the fall when everything's done growing, I cut my rose bushes down and put a rose cone over them for the winter. Is that the right thing to do?
There's two schools of thought on that. One is the one that you just described, but lately what people are saying to do is use just put like a compost over the crown of the plant, you know, up to maybe 10 inches where you're protecting the plant, and wait and see how much of it dies back, and then cut the dead cane off to live tissue
in the spring.
Yeah. And as far as the cones go, I'm personally not a fan of them. I think they kind of create a microclimate underneath there, especially if you, like last February we had that warm up. If you had roses underneath there, they thought it was spring and it was time to come out. So I'm just leery of those. I'd rather let Mother Nature protect them with the blanket of compost and let Mother Nature deal with the top half of them.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
Okay, Mary, good luck to you. Does anybody do the Minnesota tip method? I think that's what it was called, where you kind of dig it out the plant and tip it into the soil, something like that. Does that ring a bell, Bob?
Well, actually, when you buy roses initially, that's called healing them into the ground. And it's just a lot of work. And I know people with fig trees have to do that as well. I don't know a lot about it to know exactly what the purpose of it is, other than to try and protect the plant more.
Well, we had some roses in a house we owned in Minnesota for a while, and so I did that, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I kind of wrecked them. So I hope that helps. All right, let's pick up more phone lines. 312-981-7200. There's a problem with a tree on line 5, and that is that. Carol, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am.
What's your problem?
Thanks for taking my call. I have a little, I had a little evergreen that was about 2 feet high. It was a cone shape. It was in a pot. And it was getting to me like to be root bound. So I thought, I'm going to transplant this. So I got a great big pot and put it in with all kinds of soil that was designed for trees. And I watered it thoroughly. But the pot didn't drain. And it sat in water too long. All of a sudden, I noticed all the needles were falling off. So I thought, oh my gosh, I quick took it out of there, put it back in its pot, poured a root, things for, for the roots. And I hope I didn't kill the tree. All the needles have just about fallen off. This little tree, I really feel bad.
Yeah. Do you have any help for Charlie Brown here, Bob?
It sounds like they probably you probably killed the plant, unfortunately, because it's sitting in water, in the muddy water, and evergreens don't like wet feet.
Well, aren't you supposed to have a hole or a drain spot in the bottom of the pot? And then we usually put stone or cracked pieces of a clay pot down there to kind of create a little bed for the soil to go on. Does that sound right, Bob?
That's 100% correct. You want to have a couple holes in the bottom, not just one little one. Put several holes in there and then flip, you know, 3-4 inches of stone or rock or the crushed up clay pots, like you said, yes. That's the proper way to do it.
Sorry about that, Carol. Hey, Bob, I had my lawn, too, dressed and seeded. I'm watering it 2 times a day. Is it okay to still cut it down to 2 inches? How long do I have to wait to do that after overseeding? So this is a new batch of grass coming in.
The new grass, I would just mow it at 3 inches now still, and then, you know, starting in November, cut it 3 more times and whack it down another 1/4 inch each time you do it.
I bought a large... go ahead, Bobby. Are you done?
To get it down to the 2-inch mark.
Yeah. But right now you want to let it get established, let it grow as much as you can, right?
Exactly, yes.
Bob, I bought a large bag of the Scotts 3-in-1 fertilizer. It included seed fertilizer and soil conditioner. And I spread it across my lawn in one layer after agitating and raking the soil. I watered it every few days in the beginning. And then noticed my grass was dying in patches around my front and back yards. Did this stuff kill my grass? Is it going dormant? Did I not water it enough? What happened, Bob?
It sounds like it's probably going dormant. If the new stuff that was put down has germinated and it seems to be growing and is alive, more than likely the surrounding turf that was established has gone dormant from lack of water.
All right. Everybody water your plants and your trees and your kids and yourself because it's still going to be warm for the next couple weeks and there's no real rain relief in sight, says Bob Bertog. Right, Bob?
Absolutely.
Okay. Will you join us next week, sir?
I will. No
He's
problem.
The president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. That's Bob.